The Brewers trying to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Pirates. Eric Thames, what a season he's having so far, doing his part in the third inning with the man on facing Tyler Glasnow.
That'll be big for Boston. 3-2, there goes the runner. Swung on, hit towards right, moving over Jay. So it's over his head. It's going to go up against the wall. VR will score easily. Thames is into second base. 2-1 pitch. Shaw lifts one towards right. Deep. Jaso back staring, and this ball is gone. Top row of the bleachers, and Travis Shaw hits a homer. Infield in on the grass, the 0-1, swinging a shot towards right, coming on Jaso. He won't get there. It's a fair ball. Hops into the stands. A ground rule double for Jesus Aguilar, and the Brewers add a run. It's 4-2.
The pitch. Swing and a fly to center, deep, get out of here and gone for Aguilar. 5-2 Brewers, and Barbado deals. Thames knocks one to right. Get up, get out of here and gone. Eric Thames just put one in the bleachers and right.
The Brewers avoid the sweep, taking the series finale 6-2. Eric Thames continues his monster season with 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Zach Davies gets the win, allowing 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings, striking out 7. Jesus Aguilar goes 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Milwaukee avoids the sweep as they take the series finale. Manager Craig Counsell talked to the media afterwards.
Defense to break out a little bit today.
Yeah, I mean, we did a nice job. I mean, it was those runs in the ninth inning were obviously big, and Jesus Aguilar had a big trip. I mean, he certainly had a big part in us winning 2 of those games, and maybe the biggest play was the defensive play in the ninth inning. I mean, that was really good footwork to make that play. That's not an easy play for a first baseman to make. That's a very advanced play, being able to move your feet and get to the other side of the bag to catch and keep your foot on the base.
We saw that in spring training. I mean, he moves around early in the season. He moves for a big
game. No, he moves very well. And, like I said, that's a huge play. It changes the inning for sure.
You talked about Thames before the ball game and his struggles of late, but he
can't. Don't tell me he was struggling.
No, but he came around a big way for you today.
Well, he's continued to have good at-bats, and he's on a good pace. He's having a very nice season, very nice season.
You guys took advantage of some Pirates miscues there. Yeah. To get some offense on the board, that helps, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was, Eric hit that ball hard to Jaso and right and misjudged it a little bit, it looks like, and then the VR ball was hit hard, but it got us a lead, and Zach was really good today. I thought he definitely made progress today. Good tempo with his delivery. His curveball was very effective to a bunch of hitters in their lineup. Trying to get him through that sixth inning, just made a mistake with the changeup to Osuna.
Nice to see the offense just continue to put runs on the board as well, especially
That's something that if there's anything with our offense that continue to put runs on the board, and we got a couple of, you get some relievers in the game that we took advantage of some of the right guys, we had the right guys up there, so those 2 runs were huge. I mean, that's a different obviously game an inning in the ninth if it's a 2-run lead.
500 road trip, given everything with the rain and the conditions.
It was just kind of a strange trip, and the weather certainly played a factor all trip. But we battled to a 3-3 trip. When a guy like Ryan's out, Jesus Aguilar, you need somebody to step up, and Aggie stepped up certainly and had a really important trip, and it was a big contributor.
Eric Thames continues to mash the baseball for the Brewers. He spoke after the win.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Well, Eric, 3 hits for you today, matching your total from the road trip coming into today. You just told me salvation, finally. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it was tough. In St. Louis, I hit a few balls hard, but like right at Wong, so I had nothing to show for it. And I come here and I'm blowing my front shoulder. And I mean, it's been a grind to kind of get my body physically where it was, a few weeks ago. But it's a grind. I mean, it's a long year, and that's the way it is. Your body goes in and out of stretches, so it's got to work. I mean, we're going in this off day tomorrow happy, so that's the best. Disneyland tomorrow.
That being said, just how do you stay so consistent in your approach when you said, like you said, you're grinding it out and you're not seeing the results?
I mean, it's tough, you know, like, you know, you have a certain approach to the plate, but then if your body's a little slow that day or that week or even that month, you know, it's tough to kind of stay with it so you can just react and trust your hands. But when you don't trust your hands or your body, you start swinging at stuff out of the zone. You try to cheat and do all stuff like that. So it's a grind. You just got to stick with it. You got to try to be short to the ball and get something good to hit.
What about the impact that Jesus Aguilar has had for you guys off the bench? He had the game winner in St. Louis, and then he comes in today and has the double and a big home run as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, after that home run in St. Louis, you know, you could just tell, like, the weight lifted off his shoulders. You know, just go up there and hit and trust his power. And he's doing it. I mean, that was a huge bomb today. That was a bomb in St. Louis. And it's a great having him off the bench. I mean, that's a huge plus for us.
It's been a long week. Cold, rain. We had a rain out. But to finish this trip 500 in a game like this, you guys have to go into the off day pretty happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're definitely happy. I mean, obviously, you want to win every series, you know. But, yeah, we're very happy. We beat St. Louis for the first time in, like, what, 3 years for a series. And, yeah, we're going on to Milwaukee to be happy. We're going to play in the dome. We don't have to worry about rain and 40-degree weather out here. So that's a plus for me.
All right, thanks, Eric, for your time.
Up next, the Brewers welcome the Red Sox Tuesday, and the Pirates visit the Dodgers.